Rain.
In Rain, we went to see Bhuvaneswar and Alarnath, Sakshi Gopal, and all other places. So I went back in. When I was coming, devotees wanted that I should go safe, so they treat air condition. Only air condition, my cold and everything went on.
Now so you have that cold now.
There's some flu also. Many people are getting sick because of the heavy rains.
But it was not. Was it nice to visit those places, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's places?
Yes, it was.
Gambira, you were there? But in the rain. Still.
Sometimes rain, sometimes about to rain.
Did you give some class there regularly? What did you speak from?
About Rayarananda. What he did in Puri, what he did in Gambira, in the dialects between Rayarananda and Sri Damodar with Mahaprabhu, how he was in so moved. From the remnants of Anantabhas say snan. And then off.
I heard you say once that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela in Navadvipa is more important than in Puri, but I don't understand, because in Puri he manifests as in separation from Radha. That seems more deep than Harinam in Navadvipa.
See that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has tested that bhav out of which he has come in Gambhir. And some with Raya Ramanandi in Godavari. But yet, nobody has been given so present.
Did you visit Jagannath in Puri? Did you take darshan of Jagannath?
So much bilash.
because Vrindavan, living Vrindavan gopi cannot go. Krishna may go. There are several kinds of not time you can go. But gopis cannot go. Besides Vrindavan, any fair vilas with gopis cannot be done. Only in Vrindavan. So I went there, but not find any anything joy so much over there. But Vrindavan really want to not to leave Vrindavan any time. Here all the dust of whole 84 crore spread, 84 miles from Vrindavan, has connection with Srimati Radhika and Krishna. Every trees, every ponds, every hills, every creepers, everything of Vrindavan has connection with Radha and Krishna. They are all Satchidananda and so much favorable for Krishna Leela. Oh, Raghunath Das Goswami has told that Jakinchit Teena Gulmati Katamukham Ghostesh Mastan Hitat Sarvananda Mukunda Daitam Leelanukundam Param Shastre Re Mohur Mohur Nishtan Kitam Janchaya Brahma Deira Pishaspiham Tato Sarvam Mayayitam. Everything of Vrindavan, what you tell dust, every creepers, even serpents and bichu,
scorpion. Scorpion. Scorpion.
A scorpion.
Scorpion.
Scorpion. And all kinds of chetan, achetan, moving and immovable. All creatures and all things of Vrindavan. Satchidananda. And they are very, very favorable for Krishna, Krishna pastimes. And they serve all the demons of Vrindavan. Are favorable for Krishna pastime. Even Kansa is favorable for Krishna. Everything. So Raghunath Das Goswami is telling, I am going down to all these things. Because Brahma has done so. And he has prayed that I want to be any one of Vrindavan. They all can fulfill our wishes. But there in Purushottam Dham, only Aishwarya bhav comes. Understand?
Yes.
But here, everything reminds us for Madhur Leela. Jagannath temple, no Madhur Leela.
Aishwarya.
Aishwarya.
Yes, reading the 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam.
Now we have some more commentary has been translated. So Vishwanath Chakravarti commentary.
You are doing?
Not me, but...
Anyone?
Yeah.
You are helping him?
No, it's already done. So I read that Yugal Geet.
Yugal Geet.
Was translated with Vishwanath Chakravarti purport. Very nice. I was coming to you, you were speaking Venu Geet. That was very nice.
Even in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Tika. You will not see all these things that I am taking.
Not so much, no.
Not so much. But I have taken it from their commentary. Mm.
He once explained that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that every word in the Bhagavatam he can extract many. You're explaining his understanding of the word of Bihari.
Anything. Vishwanath Chakravarti has cleansed all the slopes of the Madhya, connected with Madhya. All support. Slow. Atma Ramascha Munayo. Nirgantha Purukrame. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given so many
64 different meanings.
So Atmara means, what is the meaning of Atmara?
Self-satisfied.
It has 64 kinds of meaning.
Yeah.
Atmara means he has no any desire. This life, sanat sanandam sanatam, they are Atmara. Likewise, Krishna is Atmara. This is one meaning. But yet, Atmara must show. Krishna plays with his Atma. So his Atmara must show. His Atma is Srimati Radhika. So he plays with is Atma. So all words can be taken as favorable of this meaning. So it will come out that Atmara means Ras. Ras is Atmara. To serve gopis' feet, serve gopis is the utmost thing of Atma. Because gopis are Atma, Radha is Atma. So he is Raman, being Raman in Atma. That is, he is serving with gopis. He is playing all. Will be this explained in the so Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirganthat Urukrama Urvanta Ahetukim Bhakti. Ahetukim Bhakti means Uttama Bhakti. What is Uttama Bhakti? Gopis can do Uttama Bhakti only. ऐनीन उत्तमा भक्ति मधुर रस इन मधुर रस श्रीमती राधिका इज ऑटमोस्ट सो शी कैन सर्व कृष्ण इन दैट वे दैट एनी वन कैन नॉट सर्व कृष्ण सो द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस आत्माराम इज राधिका इज श्रीमती राधिका इज सर्व कृष्ण सो कीर्तन एतत् निर्विद्यमानानां इच्छताम् अकुतो भयं योगिनां निर्णीतं हरेर्नामान् कीर्तनम् This is what you have read?
Yes, Bhagavatam. Yes.
एतत् निर्विद्यमानानां इच्छताम् अकुतो भयं For three kinds of person, those who are inclined towards mukti, Those who are coming, they want everything, swarga and all other things. And those who don't want anything, they want only bhakti. For all, it is niranitam. Niranitam means it has been decided, fully decided by our Purvacharya. पराशर तुम पराशर नहीं आता कहीं पराशर एंड ऑल दे हैव डिसाइडेड व्हाट दे हैव डिसाइडेड फॉर ऑल हरिनाम कीर्तन इज बेस्ट रेमेडी एंड बेस्ट थिंग फॉर डिवोटी हाउ कीर्तन इंपॉर्टेंट lies gopis in absence of Krishna. Jayatite adhikam janmana bhuja. All this is true. Of Gopi Gita. Hari katha. Tau katha mritam. All this is true. Gopis are
crying
and waiting with very heavy rain.
Torrents of
and they are feeling so separation by doing so oh Krishna best kirtan that can be done for Krishna is Gopi Gita and Veni Gita Amar Gita These are kirtan. So, the kirtan in which Radha and Krishna are somehow, anyhow connected. And especially of their vilas, their separation both. That kirtan is the highest kirtan. So, in Srimad Bhagavat, here also it has been donated to The Kirtan of Gopis. That is the best.
We are not allowed to enter Jagannath Mandir.
No, no.
But this is better.
No, no. You are allowed. You take always darshan of Jagannath. You don't want to take darshan of Jagannath. You want to take darshan of Radha and Krishna. They cannot stop you to darshan, take darshan.
No.
Outwardly they can stop. But inwardly they cannot. Haridas Thakur used to see Jagannath daily.
but outwardly anyone knows that ki hal bond kar dila ba
dhula bachi jachi
kotha dhula
I think of my question, I think mainly I wish to just state how I'm grateful to you that you're giving us something very rare. And the more I think about it, I think how rare it is and how we are not qualified. But you're very merciful. Teach us about Gopi Bhav and things that are way beyond us, but it has given us new life. All these ISKCON persons who are coming to see you, they all feel very picked up.
They have served their spiritual master for several years, serving. Swamiji perhaps thought that now they are qualified to see, to enter any
higher
cult of bhakti. So he is giving chances. It is his mercy and Krishna's mercy. Also served so much in every angle, especially in preaching by writing. So he is more merciful to you.
I am waiting to understand what more I can write. I will know when I learn more.
You can write. But I think that Western countries are not so qualified to have this thing. But Indian devotees, by birth, they have a spirit to catch these things. Not to take it in bad feelings.
Yeah.
But Western countries, general persons are not qualified to hear at all these things. But the devotees who are in ISKCON and they are chanting, hearing something of Vaidhi Bhakti, in them some are may be qualified to hear and to read if you write. Swamiji could have explained Bhagavatam, rest chapters of 10th canto, but that is why he could not write at that time. But he was, if he was present, he could have now translated. In 10th canto, in
third or fourth slok, Srila Sukadeva Goswami has written, Nivritta tarsai upagiyamanat ausadhat sutri manobhiramat kautam slok gunanubadat virajjet vina pasudhanat. Here in this slok, Vishai Mumukshu, Mumukshu, you know,
yeah,
those who want Mukti.
Yes.
And Vishai, those who want to taste
sense gratification.
And those who are wishing to go to Vaikuntha. And Nivritta Tarsai, like Sukadeva Goswami, those who want to go to Golok Vrindavan, they want to culture this Prima Bhakti also. All should hear this Krishna Gunagan. Nivritta tarsai rupagiyamanat bhau sadat srotri manobhiramat kahu uttam slok gunanubadat. Uttam slok man Krishna. Gunanubadat, these are the guna. Prima bhakti.
Yeah.
And you should not avoid this gunanubadat. Hearing the pastimes of Krishna. And after 21, he used to describe all these things. Though all chapters of 10th are Gunanubad, but yet from 21, that is from Purvara up to Uddhava Sandesh, these Harikatha, these topics are so highly qualified. These are very tasteful in hearing also. And if the deeper meaning is known or heard, then it is so beautiful. All Tikakar explain us. Srimad Bhagavatam comment, those who have written commentaries. I explained for Tattvajnani. Tattvajnani. Or for Vishais, to attract them from Vishai. But Sanatana Goswami and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, they have explained for only Premi Bhakta. For the purpose Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this world, to fulfill that purpose they have written. Especially to how to follow Araganga Bhajan. And they became shameless to write all these things. These Harikathas are Chetan. Bhagavati is Chetan. Chaitanya, you know?
Immortal? Huh. Chaitanya.
As we are Chaitanya.
Living? Yeah, living. Conscious.
We are also conscious.
Yeah.
I'm so merciful. We attract everyone. And if they are qualified, they bestow their mercy upon them. Like Krishna, they are merciful. If anyone hears or reads these pastimes and hear pastimes, their mind will not go in any other subject. They will want to hear only this subject.
Yes. No taste for other. Not even other rasas.
Rupa Goswami here also written that if any man has taste and greed, they will hear, they try to hear Krishna and the associates of the same qualities as the devotees are.
Mm-hmm.
Sajati. Any question?
In ISKCON temples in Kartik, when that begins in the evening, they sing this bhajan, Namam Ishvaram Sachit Anand Rupam. So, but now I don't feel so attracted to that as before, because that is to the Yasoda Krishna. So of course we do it in the temple. But when, is there a bhajan we can sing in the evening among a few, which is more the rasic meaning of Damodar?
Radha Kripa Kataksha, or the Ashtak of Srimati Radhika, written by Rupa Goswami in his Pavavali. Radhe Jai Jai Madhava Dai. Go Kulu Tanudi, Mandala Maite, Radhi Jai Jai Mahadamudai.
That even contains the word Damodar Rati.
Damodar Rati, Vardhana Vesi, Hari Neskota Vrindavi Vinyasi. Vishvanu Udabi Naosasi Dekhe, Lalita Sakhibunu Ramita Visar, Karunam Kurumai Karuna Bhariti, Sanak Samaratam. This is the case with me also. I used to sing and to test this very carefully. It has many kinds of meanings. But
And very deep. Only that in the last slok. Last slok here. Radha Damodar.
Namaratitaya.
Namaste
stu dam. Spuraditi dam. Tadiya tarayatva viswasya dam. Namuradhikaya. Tadiya priyaya. Namunanta lidaya. Namunanta lidaya. Ananta lidaya. Everything is comes. At first he began from Das Bhakti and ends in Prabhudasa. Muradhikai mane Gopi Anugatya in guidance of Gopis.
अष्टकम भी गाना चाहिए विश्वसनीय जैसे नवदाष्टकम गाना उचित ही है
क्योंकि भक्तों को इससे बहुत अच्छे अच्छे और अब पहले प्रचलित नहीं थे रूप गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी नहीं आए थे यदि वो पहले आए होते तो इनका टेस्ट हो सकता था कि इनमें हो जाता गोस्वामियों के विचार महाप्रभु भी तब तक नहीं आए वेन The song was sung first by Indratindra,
Satyabrata.
Then Rupa Goswami was not present. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come in this world. And there was no such song like Radhe Jai Jai. So everyone appreciated, especially in our this group. At the time of Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, no one can sing this song. Yasomati Nandana Vrajavarana. Or Mahavari Sesha Aloka Prabhupada. Jamuna Jivana Keri Parayana. मानस चंद्र चकोर नाम सुधार सुखाओ कृष्ण जस अराखो वचन नो वन कैन सिंग हुईज नागर जसमती नंदन ब्रजबर नागर नो वन कैन सिंग बट नाउ इट इज ओपन टू ऑल वेदर क्वालिफाइड नॉट क्वालिफाइड एवरीवन वन हुड़ा हुड़ी कर गया हुड़ा हुड़ी यू नो हुड़ा हुड़ी जानते हैं आप हुड़ा हुड़ी बंगला का लाइक सो मच पर्सन्स वांट टू टेक दर्शन ऑफ एनी डीटी लेट्स एंड लेट्स गो As in Jagannath temple, Huda Huri. I will go first. Lakhs of persons entering temple, no space that is called Huda Huri. Everyone wants now.
Explain. हम लोग तो इसको होड़ा हुड़ी नहीं कहते
बहुत ऊंचा मीनिंग है इस सबका बहुत ऊंचा यमुना जीवन के लिए पारायण व्हाट इज द मीनिंग यमुना जीवन
कृष्ण प्राइज ऑन
Jivan. I don't know.
Jamuna Jivan. Not Jamuna, Jamun. From Jamuna to Jamun. Those who go to Jamuna to make Krishna, gopis, for this they have to pretend anything, that I am going to take water. So they take kalash and go in very morning to Jamuna. And they know that Krishna will come to see us. So they go there. And the meeting of Krishna and gopis is called Jamun. Jamun Prem, Jamun Jiva. Keli Paranya. Manas Chandra Chako. That Leela is like Chandra. And my mind is like Chakor. That Chakor wants to test moon nectar. So I pray that my this mind Chakor, heart Chakor, should taste Krishna Chandra nectars, Harikatha. I have heard that our Guruji are all other senior, most Vaishnava. Used to tell, you should sing Saranagati. Amara jivana sada pape ratanahi ka punya nalies. Or, utakire. हमने सुना कि महाप्रभु जी नवदीप ने अवतार लिया एमन दुर्मति संसार भीतरे पड़ी आछिनवानी हैव यू हर्ड दिस सॉन्ग
आई थिंक सो
एमन दुर्मति संसार भीतरे पड़ी आछिनवानी तव निज जन कौन महाजन पठाई दिले दिस सॉन्ग्स Anyhow, if there comes any great to hear all these katha, the pastimes of Christ illuminate themselves in the heart of that kind of devotees.
Bhagavad-gita. Yes, I've been reading that.
You should read yourself also. That you will understand all these things. Mm-hmm. If I'm telling.
Yeah, your explanations.
Without my explanation, you should
recite. Yeah.
You should read.
Yes.
Yourself. By reading and reading, the slok will. Yeah. Illuminate himself.
Manifest.
I used to read and read. Reading. Somewhat coming. You have finished Bilap Kusmanjali?
Yeah, we read that and read it again with the commentaries. Very good.
Madhuji Kadambani also. how to
enter.
Enter. पंखा बंद है ना?
I have one question about an essay I read by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in English. This was in his that old magazine.
Harmonist.
Harmonist, yeah. Mm. It's called Circumambulation of the Divine Realm of Braja. About circumambulation, parikram.
Parikrama.
Braja parikrama.
Oh. I have given them the Gauriya. From Gauriya, they have translated it, perhaps. Mm. What is there?
Well, this was published in 1932 in English.
In English? It
yes.
was published.
This magazine was an English magazine that he had out in his time. But he says some striking things here that Vrindavan is only manifest by the sadhu.
Huh?
He says Vrindavan can only be seen when you hear from a sadhu.
Hmm.
He said, but then he says the land itself is not spiritual. It's only
where.
The land itself is not spiritual.
He is reading, you can hear.
Those who choose to suppose that they are enabled to serve the transcendental realm of Braja by simply residing in the mundane district of Mathura or by following mechanically any course of ceremonies laid down in the scriptures, who have themselves no access to the spiritual plane, are no less deluded than the atheists.
Mm-hmm. That is right. Mm.
But so my question is, sometimes we hear that every person in Vrindavan, every tree, every animal, is a very special soul. But then sometimes that viewpoint seems to be sentimental or
no,
false, because he says, if you don't have access to the transcendental meaning of Vrindavan, then it is ordinary place.
The object of what you should speak, I want to hear what you want to speak. More? Speak what you want to. Speak something?
No.
Huh? You are in hurry? If you want to speak, you can speak. He is telling that the spirit of writing is there, that the persons who are like Sahajiya, anyhow to be in Vrindavan, no association part is needed, those who think. And only here, by residing and taking Utsav, Mahatsav and everything, and Radhe, 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 will not do. But this, they should sincerely live in Vrindavan, in the guidance of any Siddhantavida or Rasika Vaishnava. And by hearing them, in Vrindavan it is available. Sons and Rasika Vaishnava, Siddhantavida, they are available here. But those who avoid this company, associations, and only they know that, oh, this is Sevakunja, this is Nidhivan, this is Radharaman, this is all.
and to live here and to take Mahaprasadam is everything. By doing so, Vrindavan Devi. See, what we are seeing, this is Vrindavan. Then they are deprived. So Rupa Goswami had told how to live in Vrindavan and how to realize Vrindavan. Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sutirtanam Kramina Rasana Manasi Niyujya Tishthan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayed Akhilami Ittu Padesu Sara. Praying Vrindavan and hearing and serving Vaishnavas like Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, then we can see Vrindavan.
And then every tree, every animal,
everything
is Chintana.
Without this, only walk.
In Sri Braja Riti Chintamani, he also says, Vrindavan cannot be understood by conditioned souls, for although it may appear to be material, all its villages, forests, and cow pastures are perfectly spiritual.
Very spiritual, it is right. But yet, Baddhaji, conditioned soul, not taking the help of Rasik Siddhanta Vidh Vaishnava, they cannot approach there. They may tell that everything here everything is aprakriti. If a creeper is aprakriti, aprakriti?
Yes,
aprakriti. Then all are aprakriti, all wives, all ladies are also aprakriti. And they will go in the association of ladies and they will go to hell. So they should listen and practice bhakti kali. And for these persons, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that Vrindavan jaibe nai rahibe chirakal. Don't go to Vrindavan. And if go, return from Vrindavan. Narahibe Chirakal, don't live there for ever.
Short visit.
And Govardhan, and you don't go to Govardhan. And don't try to do so. Because it will create aparad.
Souls can understand Raja, if Chintamani anyway. Huh?
I don't follow.
Okay, whether or not an outsider can see Raja.
Conditioned soul cannot see.
But it's anyway it's Chintamani. But anyway it's transcendental, whether we can see it or not.
If we serve Brajavasi, those who serve Krishna in aprakrit way, by their mercy, aprakrit, this Vrindavan, who is himself Krishna, by his mercy can show his soul, otherwise no. Living here for thousand and lakhs years, diving in Radha Kunda. No. By the mercy of Vaishnavas, he can realize that his soul is. We see so many Goswamis here, so many Acharyas here. There is Bhagavad,
always only 10th canto. And so as a profession they do all these things, and they quarrel for money. So Baddhaji conditions hope, cannot see and realize the mercy of this Vrindavan. I chintaman. To whom he will be merciful, he knows. In the association of Rasika Vaishnava, we can go deeply in Radhakund, otherwise not.
I understand now.
He was in line of Rupa Sanatana, Rupa Raghunatha, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami.
Question. One more.
Huh?
This is about offering food to Guru and to Krishna. So you have explained the very high understanding of Raganuga Bhakta, which is that Srimati Radhika is cooking, the Manjari is assisting, then it is offered to Krishna. Krishna takes, then Radhika takes, then Sakis take. From that remnants one may take. But that is beyond me. Now, I'm speaking not of in the temple where they have pooj and offer, but as a sannyasi, when I travel, sometimes I have to make the offer to food. So our spiritual master has said, you offer to spiritual master, he will offer to Krishna. But now I think that is too simple, and I cannot understand, how does the guru give to Krishna? Is it in this Raganuga way that you have described? But I am not qualified to think that I am a Saki and I am assisting Radhika and I am giving to
Krishna.
I have
told for you, not for general. For general, they will remember their spiritual master in Badi Bhakti. They will offer to Krishna or simply to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to Radha Krishna what they like. They should remember that our Gurudev can give them. If I will give, he may take, he may not take. But if my Gurudev will give, he is bound to take. So the offering is done by my Gurudev. This should be done in Vaidhi Bhakti. I will prepare everything. But you should know for yourself that if there is any devotee who is dedicated to Krishna, and by upar se wo nahi dikhta hai jaise wo diya, kya hoga?
Externally, it doesn't appear that he is even offered.
He is not offering.
Externally.
But he is taking. But we should know that he is dedicated soul. Now, वो अपने को अर्पण कर चुका है. जो अपने को अर्पण कर चुका है कृष्ण को, जो शरणागत है कृष्ण का, वो नहीं भी कृष्ण को देता है तो भी उसका कृष्ण का लेना हो जाता है. Sometimes we see that the Uttam Adhikari does not give to Krishna. If anyone gives him, he takes.
Yeah.
But we should know that he surrenders soul. His every action, every movement, everything has been given to Krishna.
Yeah.
But would he still go through his Guru day?
What he does, he knows.
Ah, like that. Personal. Okay. Yeah.
But he knows that they are surrenders. Hmm. I've seen that if any devotees has given something to Krishna with tulasi, but he does not take that remnant, as a Mahaprasad he does not take. And the souls who are dedicated to Krishna, they have not given to Krishna. If they are giving something, they take it as Maha 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 Prasad. समझ गए क्या मैंने क्या कहा? नहीं समझ पाया? यदि कोई व्यक्ति है, उसने कृष्ण को समर्पण किया महाप्रसाद विद तुलसी और खूब दे करके ठाकुर मंदिर में लेकर के दिया और उसको बाहर किया गया ठाकुर जी का प्रसाद, तो वो जो वैष्णव है उसको प्रसाद के रूप में ग्रहण नहीं किया न? कोई ऐसा है उत्तम अधिकारी नहीं किया उसको. और एक आदमी है जो ठाकुर जी को भोग नहीं दिया है और वो ऐसे ही दिया तो ऐसे ही उन्होंने खा लिया महाप्रसाद के रूप में. क्यों ऐसा? जो पहले का जो कहा वो सरेंडर नहीं है, उसमें बहुत तरह से कृष्ण की कोई भावना नहीं है, उसके मैं अनर्थ भरे पड़े हैं. ऐसे अनर्थ ग्रस्त जीव, संबंध ज्ञान रहित जीव, यदि कृष्ण को भी देता है तो कृष्ण नहीं ग्रहण करते. इसलिए ये हजार घंटा बजा करके और सब करके भोग देगा तो उसका दिया हुआ भोग नहीं लेते. और लोग जैसे हैं गौरकिशोर दास बाबा जी महाराज हैं, बंसीदास बाबा जी महाराज थे, कोई दिया उन्होंने खा लिया, उस रेमिनेंट को उसको महा 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 प्रसाद मान करके ग्रहण करते. व्हाट आई टोल्ड यू,
ही इज सेइंग दैट इट्स अ वेरी स्ट्रेंज एक्टिविटीज ऑफ उत्तम अधिकारी दैट इफ अ सम पर्सन विद फुल प्लेट पुटिंग तुलसी इन इट ऑफर्स टू कृष्णा एंड देन आफ्टर ऑफरिंग ही टेक्स दैट प्लेट एंड गिव्स टू दैट उत्तम अधिकारी. उत्तम अधिकारी डजंट टेक. But at the same time, some other person comes in and he has got some food stuff with him and it's not offered to Krishna and he offers it to that Uttam Adhikari.
Yeah.
He takes it and eats it. And that remnant of Uttam Adhikari becomes Maha 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 Bhattha. But that offered food was not prasad. So he is telling the reason why. Because the person who offered it was not in fact a good devotee. Mm-hmm. He had many materialistic desires inside and he was not very much surrendered to Krishna. Of course, doesn't agree.
And he had no Krishna sambandha gyan.
He does not have any sambandha gyan with Krishna. So his offering to Krishna is just only external manifestation. Right. Krishna doesn't accept it.
I see.
यही मेन कारण होता है व्यक्ति
उनको महाप्रसाद मान लेता है, ज्ञान नहीं है ना, वो जितना भी राधे राधे जय श्री राधे करेगा, वही वो कुछ ऊपर से नहीं देने से भी बिना हृदय से दिए वो कुछ ले नहीं सकता, उसका शरीर ही आत्मसमर्पित हो। इति पुनसार किता भक्तिश्चेन अलखना क्रियेत भगवती अत्ता तन्मन्ये अधीत मुख। दोज हु डू भक्ति नवधा भक्ति टू कृष्ण, कृष्ण डज नॉट एक्सेप्ट एज ए भक्ति बिकॉज ही हैज नॉट डेडिकेटेड हिमसेल्फ, गिवन हिमसेल्फ टू द फीट ऑफ गुरुदेव आर कृष्ण। सो दिस इज नॉट भक्ति, he is hearing, he is chanting, he is reading, he is living in Vrindavan, but yet these are not bhakti. But if he has surrendered himself in the lotus feet of his holy master and then doing so, then it will be bhakti. Iti punsa arpita bhakti chet namalakha chet, that is if, chet means if,
definitely.
If he has definitely offered himself in the lotus feet of Krishna, here Krishna means Gurudev, just sakshat haritena, Gurudev is also Krishna, shevak Krishna, ashray Krishna. So if he surrendered himself and then he takes the holy name of Krishna, he chants, he hears, he lives in Vrindavan, nine kinds of bhakti, then it will be bhakti, otherwise not bhakti.
Well, you explained how the Uttama bhakti takes prasad, but what about a lowly sadhaka like me? Give to my Gurudev. If someone gives me something, that here is some food.
It will be given to Krishna, offered to Krishna. But he should think in Vaidhi Bhakti also that I am giving in the hands of my Gurudev and he is offering to Krishna.
I may not know how he offers to Krishna, but he will offer.
In Vaidhi Bhakti.
Vaidhi Bhakti.
बिना गुरुदेव के आदेश के मंदिर में मत जाओ। जब गुरुदेव समझेंगे कि ये योग्य हुआ है, अब ये साधन भजन और अर्चन कर सकता है, उनके आदेश से अर्चन को सीख करके, विधि सीख करके तप के जाओ। अरे सीखना पहले तो सीखना पड़ेगा ना, यू हैव लर्न हाउ दिस देन दिस हाउ टू डू अर्चन।
Stolen enough of your time, I think. I have stolen enough of your time. It has been a long time since I saw you between Puri and Jaipur.
I wanted to see you. I want to give some time to you. I've received your letter.
I cannot come in the morning. When they come, no. So,
but yet you can be.
Thank you.
Spend that time. Come freely to Vrindavan. We can discuss some very good points. You should prepare in question, reading anything.
Yes, all right.
I'm discussing Venugi.
Yeah.
You will hear in case.
Yes, I will hear and then maybe.
And if there is any question, you can.
Yeah. All right.
Or in any book.
Yes.
You are reading. Okay. And we can discuss. You are reading Rapatpa Chandrika. If there is any question, we can discuss. I can give some lines and you can elaborate them. You are expert in this art.
That little explanation I wrote, I gave that to Giriraj, Tamalkrishna, Gaurapriya, others. Oh, they said, this is very nice, thank you. So, I'll try to do that again.
Yes, sir, here, what today I have told. I have explained this slope to you.
Oh.
Akhnatang phalamidam. The successful of eyes.
Yes, yeah.
Today I have given more. Something more.
Oh, okay.
Try to रागांगा भक्ति की प्यास को और अधिक बढ़ाने की चेष्टा करनी
चाहिए.
Greed should be more greed.
Pray for that.
Try should also be so. Try also.
Try.
Try and pray. But you should never abide by the God. By doing so, Raganuga Bhakti will manifest.
By not avoiding, not avoiding preaching and so on.
Shravanam Kirtam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. Preaching means to tell Harikatha. Preaching means that I am preaching. I am telling the pastimes of Krishna, Hrijita, Tattva, Vaishnava, Tattva, Ivarita. This is preaching.
But when we preach, you are not this body, you are only soul, don't eat meat. What is this? After this,
this is also Harikatha. Yavi Harikatha. यज्ञ के लिए वेदी बनाना ही यज्ञ की है. विल बीट अगेन.
यस.
इन कार्तिक मंथ आई मे बी बिजी समथिंग.
बी हियर.
आई विल बी बिजी समथिंग.
ओ बिजी. या
बट आफ्टर दैट यू विल बी हियर.
या आई एम स्टेइंग.
Then we will.
Yeah.
And perhaps all ISKCON leaders will go.
Yes.
Then we will have chance to meet again. Okay.